We're finally back. Oh, that was so much fun. I can't remember the last time I went trick-or-treating. Oh, what's wrong, darling? Did all that walking tire you out? Sorry. I guess I got a bit carried away and had you running around the whole evening. I forgot how tiring walking can be. Still, it was really sweet of you to do all of that for me. Taking me trick-or-treating when you'd have probably rather stayed inside. Letting me possess you for the whole evening just so I could actually leave the apartment for the first time in ages. You're the best, darling. Living with you is so amazing. Well, I mean, not living, but, you know. I've gotten to experience so many things with you that I never did before you came into my unlife. After I came back as a ghost and realized I couldn't leave this apartment, I never thought I'd be able to go outside again. I'd get little glimpses of the outside world through the windows, but there's so many things I missed. The feeling of a cool October breeze on my face, walking down a street and being able to look up and see the stars. Thanks to you, I got to feel all those things that I only used to dream about. I know it's not practical to do this all the time. Not when it takes so long for me to fully possess you enough that I can leave the apartment in your body. But I'm really glad that we can go out together for special occasions like this. Oh, and now I know that there are other ghosts, too. I mean, I assumed there were. I thought that, you know, since I exist, other ghosts must too, but I had no idea there'd be so many. Yeah, there really were a lot. Maybe it was just because it's Halloween, but they were everywhere. I'm surprised you couldn't see them. Although, with what some of the girls were wearing, I guess I'm glad I'm the only one that you can see. I guess they weren't that much more lewd than some of the costumes the living girls were wearing. Oh, you didn't notice? How could you not? A couple of them were totally flirting with you. That one with the cat costume? She was practically waving her boobs around in your face. Yeah? I'm the only girl you ever look at? Stop it, you're way too cheesy and sweet. And I love it. No, I'm not blushing. Ghosts can't blush. No, oh, shut up, you. Possessing you always makes me really, really turned on. You're thinking about sex all the time. So when we share our thoughts and feelings with each other, I get so aroused every time. And since our senses are still linked, I can feel how turned on you are too. Oh, hey, before we get too carried away, there's something I've been really, really looking forward to doing while our senses are still linked. Well, we got all this candy from trick-or-treating, and it's been so, so long since I've tasted chocolate, so please, can I have just at least a little taste? You will? Oh, yes! You want me to choose? But they all look so good. Shoot. I don't remember which one was my favorite. I think I liked all of them. No, I wasn't a glutton, you jerk. There's nothing wrong with liking candy. Fine. I'll hurry up and pick. That one. Do that one. Yes, I'm sure. Now hurry up and eat it. Oh, come on. The wrapper can't be that hard to open. You're just doing that on purpose, aren't you? I'm sorry I called you a jerk. Just please, don't tease me. I want it. I need it. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. It's so good. Wow. No, wait. Don't eat the rest of it yet. Just give me a second. That was a little intense. Maybe we should have started with something a little less sweet for being my first time and, you know, tasting something in so long. What? Throw it away? Are you crazy? No, I don't want you to throw it away. Just eat the rest slower. Maybe. Maybe just give it a little lick. Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Just little tastes like that. Mmm. Oh, God. How can you stand having something so delicious available and holding yourself back? Excuse me? It's just all right? You're telling me that this food of the gods, this heaven in a wrapper, is just all right? Ugh. Life is wasted on the living. Now shut up and keep licking. I mean, please, darling. Please finish it for me. You don't have to just lick it if you're tired of that. If you just want to finish it off, I think I'm ready for that. thank you. Oh, it's so good. Thank you. That was so incredible. I never thought I'd get to taste anything ever again, much less something that delicious. Oh, and you've still got a little bit of it on your lips. Mm. You know, I heard chocolate acts as a natural aphrodisiac. If so, that would explain why I'm so turned on right now. You feel it too, right? Well, with you, I doubt it's the chocolate. You always get this horny when I possess you. Come on, let's get you out of that costume. Come on, hurry up. It's not that hard to take off. Come on. Oh, I really, really want you. I know you can't just melt your clothes away like I can, but... Oh, wow. You're already so hard for me. I could feel that you were aroused, but... I didn't realize you wanted me this much. Did watching me enjoy that candy make you like this? Well, you should know by now that candy isn't the only thing I like to taste. Linking our senses so that I could taste candy with you was one thing. But nothing is as good as actually having your cock fill my mouth. Oh, your cock just tastes so good. You're already thrusting so deep down my throat. I bet that's one of the best parts of having a ghost for a girlfriend, isn't it? No gag reflex. Being able to still say all the dirty little things you like to hear, even when my mouth is completely filled with your big, throbbing shaft. And when you come. No matter where you shoot your load, I can absorb it all. So there's not even a mess. So, I'm much, much better than a gross living girl would be. Right? When you have me, there's no way you could ever want anyone else. Right? Oh, darling. It makes me so happy when you say that. I do trust you. So I don't really worry that much, but it's still really nice to hear. I think you deserve a reward for being so sweet. Yes, that's it, darling. Thrust into me. Pound into my throat. You don't have to worry about hurting me. You can fuck me as hard as you want. You can do anything to me, and I will always love it. You're the only one who can make me feel, so anything you do will feel good to me. Come on, pull my hair, grab the back of my head, and make me take you deeper. Oh my god, it's so good. I'm so turned on, I can barely keep myself from melting. I'm dripping ectoplasm all over the floor. Oh, fuck. You're getting close, right? You're gonna come for me? You're gonna pour that thick, creamy cum down my throat? Oh, I'll take every drop for you. Your cum is tastier than any candy. Oh, God, yes. It's filled with your life energy, and that is sweeter to me than the best chocolate in the world. Oh, don't hold back. Come on, give me everything. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Oh, yes. It's pouring into me, filling me up. Can barely stand now, darling. Here, let's lie down and cuddle, okay? You're so warm. I'll never, ever get tired of cuddling with you like this. I'm so happy we found each other, darling. You've let me feel so many amazing things. Hey, could we go trick-or-treating together again next year? You promise? Okay, no take-backs. You know what that means, right? It means we'll still be together a year from now. We'll have a full year more of wonderful memories together.